Okay, well, the organisation is called Community Visual Images, and I'm sorry about the background noise, but, but basically, Community Visual Images was a sort of a child of an organisation called Belfast Exposed, which you may or may not have heard of, which basically was an attempt in the 1980s to have a platform for people to take photographs of the situation in Belfast as it was, as they saw it, depending on what their background was, what they came from, wherever they came from. So Belfast Exposed was an uncensored exhibition, rather like your indie media. It was basically people taking photographs, showing what they saw in their own community and putting them on an exhibition. And it was an uncensored exhibition. And from those small beginnings in the 1980s, like, the exhibition went all over the world. You mean to your own country, to Los Angeles and New York and Boston and so on and so forth. In the States, it went to Berlin in Germany, went to Moscow and in the Soviet Union, went to Italy, for example, all around Europe and all around the UK and Ireland. And basically then from that, then Community Visual Images developed in the 1990s. As a sort of a more structured organization which is attempting to give people alternative media, access to alternative media, on the basis of the fact that people were coming from, as far as we were concerned, we wanted an open, uncensored exhibition, not just for photographs, but we've now moved into video, and we're now on using the information technology and the internet and that kind of stuff as well, right? And we wanted to give people an opportunity to again give their opinions on whatever it was. Albeit if a person came from, you know, a strong loyalist background, that they could show their views, give their views to the media. If a person came from a strong Republican background or a socialist background or any background, a gay background or whatever background, different anti-racist point of view, all points of view can be represented, not just in the exhibitions, but in the video productions and on internet stuff. We're into internet stuff, information technology now. And it's then Shankamese Falls, this exhibition here, which you see, developed out of that in the 1990s. 1994, basically a group of Protestants and Catholics came together in Belfast, a place called the Linenhall Library, and they sat down over a cup of coffee and they said, right, let's do something from a street point of view, from an ordinary person's point of view, which shows, number one, we won't pretend there aren't differences between Protestants and Catholics, between lawyers and Republicans. We'll try and show that in an exhibition of photographs. And we'll also show that there are commonalities, because at the end of the day, they're all human beings living in one part of the earth. And they have the ordinary lawyers, the ordinary Republicans, the ordinary Catholics and Protestants are basically, if I can put this point of view, we felt exploited by big business, exploited by, pushed around by big brothers of all sorts. And they need to stand up and be counted. So therefore, you've got some pictures here, for example. This was after the early IRA ceasefire, 1994, for example, and the Loyalist ceasefire is followed soon afterwards. And here on the Falls Road in Catholic Republican West Belfast, a child who normally would have hated the soldiers is now talking to a British soldier. So, and that's a strong image in that sense. It's also falling off the wall. But anyway, then there are, in more recently, then there are people demonstrating in favour of peace, the importance of peace. I mean, there's a big peace movement throughout the whole island which wants to, and we started this cross-border approach in an attempt to make a contribution towards peace, so that the people who had been, where there had been conflict for generations upon generations and people dying, that there would be some sort of coming together through media. For example, these young people here are in a loyalist part of Londonderry, Derry, in Northern Ireland, in a youth club in the Fountain area, which is a small Protestant area, which is completely surrounded by, if I could put it this way, a sea of Catholics. And they feel very, 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 very sort of intimidated living in that part of Derry, because all the neighbours, there are 50,000 neighbours who are Catholic, and there's only 500 Protestants living in that small enclave in the Fountain in Derry. And we have different, I mean, that's King Billy, who's an icon amongst loyalists, for example. This is a mural taken, I understand, by all young people in a Catholic area. You know what I mean? It's, I mean, and then the exhibition itself, I mean, there are, for example, there are things like peace signs. Where are the peace signs, Willie? The peace signs, I mean, there have been walls built between Protestants and Catholics in Belfast. We don't seem to have a... Well, wait, there's a peace sign. Yes, there's a peace sign. Now, we don't know, and I couldn't tell you where we took that photograph, whether those kids are Catholics or Protestants. It doesn't matter. But there is a big wall between the communities there. There's a peace sign. there's a peace sign in North Belfast, and there's one person who's refused to move out of his house. That's now changed in actual fact, and that person since did move. That's in North Belfast. These walls, like Berlin-style walls, have been built between whole communities. Now, I can remember Belfast when there was no walls whatsoever. I've lived in Belfast since 1972. There were no walls. Now there are walls everywhere between the communities. It's like a patchwork quilt, like a jigsaw, in which the communities are just divided up. There's a very strong image of a young person behind. Again, you don't know whether that wee girl is a Catholic or a Protestant. Doesn't matter. But she's behind a peace sign, almost like a prisoner behind bars. Whatever the photographer was obviously trying to make that point, I suppose. And here we have the Orange Men marching. Will, do you want to say something about the Orange Men in Dunkree? I mean, just about the Orange Parade in Dunkree, but that there's a problem in Portadown, for example, where the Orange Men regard the Garvaghy Road as their traditional route for marching. And now the residents of the area in recent years have been saying that they shouldn't march through the area because it's a Catholic area now. And there's a standoff going on for the last 7 or 8, 9 years between the Catholics in Garvaghy Road and the Orange Men who want to march along Garvaghy Road. And now what's happening is that they have to take a different route to bypass Garvaghy Road. And that's an ongoing thing. So the sort of tensions between the two communities is very, very strong. And again, we're not in community visual images, Shankabees Falls, but we're not like peace people. Do you know what I mean? We're not sort of do-gooders and shit, you know. We're just trying to make media available to people to tell their story through photography and video. I've always been taking photographs, and one of the first photographs I ever took, actually, when I was at school years ago, was of one of your presidents. John F. Kennedy came to Ireland in 1963, and I took a photograph as a schoolboy of him driving along Galway, where I'm from, in the west of Ireland. Like, he was driving and waving to the crowds like a few months before he was assassinated. And when I saw it, I said, oh God, at least I can take a photograph there. I felt kind of proud, and after that I said, well, I'll go on and take other photographs. But I'm more interested now in the people. Now, may I just say that this organisation, Community Visual Images of Shankabees Falls, represents, I mean, dozens of people. It's not hundreds, but dozens and dozens of people, like, in Belfast, who are trying to give an alternative voice to people.
What kind of reactions do you get from all sides, I'll say, when they come and see the photos that you've exhibited?
We get a very good reaction indeed. I mean, when we exhibit these photographs in the communities, like Royalist or Republican communities, Protestant or Catholic communities, we get a good reaction. It's where you go into, I must be honest with you, but you go into somewhere like a gallery or somewhere, and where there is an element of, shall we say, people who don't have to worry about where they're going to get the next cup of tea or the next cup of coffee from. Well, there are people who have, shall we say, have money looking at it. They'll kind of say, oh, well, please don't show us things, nasty things dereliction or trouble or violence. Anything which suggests aggression or violence, they want to see it. So the more refined people, shall we say, are quite critical of it. Do you know what I mean? But we don't care about that, I mean, because as far as we're concerned, 99% of the world's population, the population of this globe, are exploited by the other 1%. That's what we feel about it. Like.
So what projects do you have next?
Well, these are ongoing, I must say. These are ongoing, and this cross-border one, which we were lucky, after much effort, to get European funding for, is ongoing for the next 2 years. And that's the biggest one we've ever had, like. But it's not going to change us. Like, we're still going to be grassroots as far as we're concerned. And independent, like, indie media, you know.